Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this meeting of the Cabinet on Monday, the 20th of May, 2024. First item to receive apologies for absence. Andrea.
Thank you, Chairman. We've received apologies from Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Sorry, Chair, because I've come in late. Louise sends her apologies because of she's feeling a bit under the weather.
Okay. Item two, declarations of interest. Ollie?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I would like to declare an interest in item six, and I'll leave the room when that item is discussed.
Okay, thank you. To approve as a correct record the public minutes of the meeting held on the 25th of March. You've all read them. Is it your wish that I sign them as a correct record? Please show. Thank you. I'll sign the first page, Andrew. I'll do the rest afterwards. Any urgent business brought for the meeting under Rule 12? Nope, I haven't anything. Item 5, forward plan.
Thank you, Chairman. This is the forward plan from the 1st of June to 2024, right the way through to the 30th of September. Happy to take any questions on the forward plan.
Any questions? No questions? Okay, thank you. Item 6, supporting damp and mould enforcement healthy homes project. Rachel, I believe that's you.
It is, thank you. Following the death of a two-year-old child as a result of mould in social housing flat, the Department of Levelling Up Housing and Communities required all local authorities to review how they deal with damp and mould in rented homes and produce plans detailing how complaints will be dealt with. The government released new guidance on understanding and addressing the health risks of damp and mould in the home, with increased support for tackling this serious issue and ensuring action is taken by landlords to remove damp and mould from tenants' homes in order to protect their health. Prior to their review, our policy was to refer damp and mould complaints to the landlord to investigate and take action, with advice and guidance provided to the tenant on what to do to help prevent damp and mould. If the situation did not improve, then the officer would visit the property to identify any enforcement action required. As part of our review of damp and mould complaints, we now inspect all complaints, which has significantly increased demand on the Environmental Health Service. East Staffordshire Borough Council has been selected to participate in a Healthy Homes project that has been developed by the Department of Levelling Up Housing and Communities. The project provides additional funding up to £130,000 to spend in the current financial year to deliver interventions to support damp and mould enforcement. This report details how the funding will be allocated to cover delivery of the project, with a recommendation for two new temporary full-time equivalent posts to be created to deliver the project to the 31st of March 2025. This will provide additional resource to deal with the increased demand from damp and mould complaints and ensure that the project is delivered in accordance with the guidance.
Thank you, Rachel. Very clear. Any questions? Rob.
So, what happens on the 1st of April 2025?
On the 1st of April 2025, those posts will be vacant, so they will be until the 31st of March. Unless anything changes, which it may do, at this current moment, those posts will be vacant and we will carry on doing as we are currently doing, unless guidance advises us otherwise.
Thank you for that, Rachel. I'm putting down a marker here because it seems to me that you can't begin to touch this problem by having two temporary posts until the 31st of March next year. And I'd like us to see us on the basis of hearing this, and I hope accepting moving forward with it, that we'll actually be thinking about this as part of our corporate planning moving forward. What do we do if there isn't an extension of this by either this government or any succeeding government? Just putting down a market share.
Okay. Any other comments, questions? Okay, so thank you, Rachel.
Okay.
Should we be taking a vote on that? We will take that forward in the group, Rob, anyway. Okay, welcome, Paul. The next item is consideration of a subscription-based garden waste service.
Yep, thank you, Chair. So this report considers the introduction of a subscription-based garden waste service with charges applying to those households who decide to opt in. Nationally, a significant majority of councils already charge, in some cases with prices as high as £90 a bin. Looking at our own county in Staffordshire, with the exception of Staffordshire Moorlands, all are now charging with an average price of £40 and a penny per bin. Again, if you look at our nearest neighbours, from 15 authorities, there's only one that currently doesn't charge, and they have an average price of £45.71. It's also worth noting that a previous annual audit report highlighted that not charging was a potential missed opportunity for this council. The report is recommending a public consultation on the potential charging structure, including whether there should be concessions for certain groups. I think it's important to note that it's an opt-in service, meaning that only those that want the service should actually pay for it. Section 6 in the report sets out what the service could look like, subject to the outcome of the consultation. And the report is proposing that subscriptions open in October this year, with a collection commencement of January next year. All the financial implications are in Section 12. Table 4 shows an example annual budget. This is based on £40 per bin and a 45% participation rate. And you will see that that generates £864,000 of income, which is not currently received by the council. The recommendations are in paragraph 19. I'm happy to take any questions on those or the report. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul. We've been through this a number of times, so I think we're all very clear where we are on this. Any questions?
Simply, what's the timescale now? Do you know what the timescale is?
The timescale is that we make the decision tonight to go ahead or not. Then there is a consultation over the level of charges with the view to finalising it in August.
Yeah, following decision tonight, the intention is to consultation out almost straight away with a six-week period for that consultation. They will then consider those responses, and it's all with a view to opening the subscriptions in October.
That's fine. Finally, carrying on from the conversation that we had pre-camera, I think what we need to do is to talk to ourselves about how we're actually going to support this through comms, demonstrating the importance of this and the need for it. Just another observation on the basis of the conversation we had last week, Chair.
Thank you. Mark?
Sorry, thanks, Chair. Just to say that there will be comms around the consultation, and as Paul indicated, we're hoping to start that hopefully by the end of this week, and for it to run for a six-week period, after which we'll consider the feedback with a view to, as Paul said, starting the subscriptions from October.
Good.
So the recommendation is that we give a final consideration to the implementation of a subscription-based garden waste collection service, with the charging rate being subject to the outcome of public consultation. Put it to the vote. All those in favour, please show. That is unanimous. The consultation document, has that been produced yet, or are we still waiting the final document?
I would say it's about 95% there. Okay. The intention is to get that document out later this week.
Okay, thank you. Simon?
Thank you, Chair. If I just make a side point, if that's all right. I mean, I think on this one, it was something that I think all of us were, to a large degree, reluctant to have to introduce. But I think after 14 years of the cuts that we've experienced as councils, we've been put in a situation where we ultimately have no choice to do it. And it seems to me if we didn't do it, there's other authorities that are facing bankruptcy and so forth. And if that happened to us, obviously the consequences to the authority would be far worse. Obviously, we've seen other authorities that have had to put their council tax up over 2 years by 20%. Obviously, we wouldn't want to be in that position. So I think for me, it's with a heavy heart that we actually have to introduce this. I think in an ideal world, this would be something that would be funded by the central government. But unfortunately, this is the position we're in. And as has been said, pretty much every other local authority has to charge for this.
Thank you. I think those reflections will be included in any communications. I mean, certainly we've got our own party communication should this go ahead, but we have decided to now. Paul?
Just simply, Councillor Slater couldn't put it better. I just wish to echo those thoughts.
Okay. Thank you. Item six, supporting damp and moulding.
Excuse me, Chair. Just to confirm, is a vote required on this item?
We've already voted.
Did the vote take place?
All right. Oh, sorry. All right. Should a decision be taken to admit? Well, we've made that decision. It's recommended that it commences in January 2025, with subscriptions opening to households in 2024. All those in favour? I thought I'd already said that in relation to the first one, but apparently I hadn't. Put it down to age. Thank you. That's unanimous. And we now move on to item six, supporting damp and mould enforcement healthy homes project. Ali, you've declared an interest. Oh, sorry, I thought that was becoming at the end of it.
It is. We've just done item seven.
Of course we have. Forgive me. It's a while since I've chaired meetings. Right. Let me read it out. Have we done the thing to go out to the press?
No, we need to exclude them. So there's a section.
Yeah. Andrew, are you going to help me find this place? Thank you. And according to section 100, brackets A, brackets 4, the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting as it's likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in paragraph part 1 of schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before the item number on the agenda. All those in favour? Any against? Abstentions?